music by the band Blur. I say that as if I'd heard of Blur before this morning. In fact, Blur, the band that made the album Modern Life is Rubbish, is about to represent us and what we sound like. By us, I mean earthbound humanity, although that might be more narrowly restricted to the European variety of the species. The music of Blur, along with other artifacts of the modernity they dismissed as trash, are on board the European Space Agency's Mars Express, which was launched today. Dr. Detlef Kushny is Planetary Science Operations Manager at the European Space Agency Satellite Control Center in Darmstadt, Germany. Welcome, Dr. Kushny.
Yeah, hi, hello there.
And first, I'd like you to tell us more about what is from our planet that's aboard this spacecraft headed for Mars, in addition to this recording by Blur.
Another curiosity that we have on board the spacecraft is a few grams of red Ferrari paint, and it's going to the red planet Mars. So what we have here is what our public relation people call the red encounter.
You have some Ferrari paint, you have this example of what I'm assured is Britpop music, and then you also have a work of art that's on board the craft.
Yes, indeed. We also have a piece of art on board, and it's produced by Damien Hirst.
And the point of including the artwork?
It's to show the Martians what we are capable of doing on the Earth. I think it's really part of the desire of mankind to bring their own creativity to other planets. But what we're really after, of course, is some serious technology and some serious science here in this mission.
Yeah. The name of the Mars lander that's aboard the Mars Express is the Beagle 2, obviously named for the ship that Charles Darwin sailed on. It does open the possibility of your saying the Beagle has landed at some point around Christmas. But does anyone there actually harbor any hopes of detecting even a single species of anything on Mars?
Yeah, this is indeed so. I mean, we want to go there to find out whether life has been or is currently on Mars. And this has been tried first by the Viking landers flown by the U.S. in 1975. And what we're really looking for is not little green men. I would expect something like bacteria or single-cell organisms that could be living on Mars still now, or we can also detect if they have lived on Mars before our time.
And when will you actually get to hear the music of Blur?
That's going to be a Christmas present to the people on Earth. So the idea is that the Beagle will land on Mars on the 25th of December.
Apart from the novelty of getting that present that all of us will receive from the Martian surface, is there some function? Does it help to have some? Do you have to send some signal back saying all is okay and things are working aboard and here's a sign of that?
Well, of course, just saying beep, beep may also be enough, but it's just a nice way of saying, hello, I'm here.
Well, Dr. Kushny, thank you very much for telling us about this.
All right, bye.
Dr. Detlef Kushny, who is Planetary Science Operations Manager at the European Space Agency Satellite Control Center in Darmstadt, Germany.